Tax filing season begins in less than 2 weeks, and the Treasury Department has one word to describe it, and that's frustrating. The IRS is dealing with backlogs due to the pandemic and budget cuts, and the Treasury is warning of delays in getting taxpayers their refunds. Joining us now to talk about this is Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Welcome back.
Hello, Tanya.
Hey, so first, can you lay out for us the situation the IRS is dealing with 2 years into the pandemic? How big is their backlog?
Enough to fill one of the Great Lakes, I would think. I mean, Uncle Sam finished the last filing season with more than 35 million unprocessed returns, and that's a fourfold increase from the last year before COVID. Look, there's always slack. Typically, the IRS goes into every new tax season with an unaddressed backlog of about a million returns, but this year we're looking at several times that clip.
Problems, though, at the IRS predate the pandemic. How have budget cuts affected the agency's ability to do its job?
I mean, it's just been relentless. If you see the gaps in terms of the customer service waits, according to the National Taxpayer Advocate, which monitors the IRS, merely 9% of calls were answered by an IRS customer service representative. Only 3% were answered for the 1040 support line for individual income tax returns. And 1 in 10 taxpayers still file paper returns, a process that's been gummed up by the mass closure of paper processing centers during COVID. And look, even if you want to go electronic, the IRS still lags on, you know, the kinds of statements you can file digitally. Some have to be presented in person. So This is a huge gap. We're at 1970 levels in terms of IRS staffing, and you look at how different the economy is now versus then.
Right. I mean, is there anything that we can do?
I think it's way too late to get staff hired and trained in time for, you know, April 18th and the 2022 returns, but we're talking generational underinvestment. Again, you know, you talk about those levels back to the Nixon administration, and the tax code is only more complicated. And I think it's hard politically because there's much to be gained by running against the IRS. It gets starved like Amtrak. Maybe there are solutions in automation, artificial intelligence. If only we could simplify the code and make it easier for the taxpayer filing to begin with.
Right. Well, the Biden administration actually was looking into increasing funding for the IRS under its Build Back Better bill. But that deal had been held up by Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia since before Christmas. And even if there was immediate money thrown at the IRS, would it even help at this point for this particular season?
Again, I don't see how you can get people trained and staffed and up and running in time to help for this season. The gap is so yawning in terms of the needs for customer service, for digitalization, for processing, for help, that you're talking about a several-year gap. And at that point, it's kind of like, who wants to risk political capital in saying we need to fund the IRS? It's so treacherous for any public, you know, taxpayer advocate.
Right. So for us, we just have to be patient and deal with it and work through this this system.
Kind of like the U.S. Postal Service and Amtrak. What can I say? Mm. Essential, but chronically, you know, underfunded and you know, scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yep. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. As always, Robin, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.